You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to continue on with five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam. Besides how they treat women like garbage, possessions, the men beat their wives, treat them like their property, abuse them, mutilate their reproductive organs. Besides the fact that all of these alphabet soup people, LGBTQT plus whatever they call themselves, are out there protesting at college campuses across the country in favor of Islam and the Palestinians, and they would take you up on the roof of a building and throw you off and splat you on the sidewalk. They would murder you. You're idiots. Besides the series we did on the five lies of Islam, 32 shows, we ran it from October 30th to December 12th of last year, 2023, and they're archived up on the web. Let's get into this a little bit. Like I said, there are five disgusting things we're going to go through, and most Muslims don't even know four out of the five. However, let's take the first one, that a lot of Muslims actually know this one. They just don't want to let it get out about what a pervert their prophet really was. So let's take number five. So for the Muslims out there, get ready to defend your false prophet here. So they're nauseating. And the one that is common knowledge, let's get to that one here. Number five. The number five thing we're going to cover that's a disgusting fact about Muhammad is that he married and had sex with a 9-year-old girl. That's right, 9 years old. Muhammad was a pervert. For those that have never heard this, her name was Aisha, and there's references to her in the Quran over 100 times. Let's take a look at Shahaya al-Burqairi, 5133. It's narrated that Aisha, that the prophet wrote the marriage contract with her when she was 6 years old. Poor little innocent 6-year-old girl. He writes up a marriage contract with her, and he consummates this marriage when she's 9 years old. And then she remains with him for 9 additional years until he fell over dead, and his death. So from 9 years old to 18 years old, this poor little girl, she suffered from the hands of this pervert. And the report was that Aisha was playing on a swing when some women came to her to take her to her husband. She was carrying her dolls as they led her to Muhammad's house. And we can imagine what happened once he got her there. He laid her down, took away her dolls, climbed on top of her, and forced himself inside of this poor innocent little girl. She didn't understand what was happening because nobody bothered to tell her about these types of things. Frightened and confused, she cried because of the pain and bled all over the prophet's bed. But she would have remained quiet out of respect for her new husband. Imagine this. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.